This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877 DOCDALI. So, you know, you just can't make this stuff up, and I don't know what the hell is going on. So remember yesterday I told you guys that smallpox vials were found in a lab that they had no business being in, and it was a facility. I think it was a Merck pharmaceutical company facility in Philadelphia. Well, the lab was locked down. I don't know if they've reopened, but the FBI is investigating what the hell smallpox was doing in that facility. Now, I've explained to you guys not only yesterday, but before in the past, there's only two labs in the world that we know of, that we're allowed to know of, that have smallpox. One is a lab in Russia. Another is Atlanta headquartered, the CDC headquarters in Atlanta. So when a lab worker who is cleaning out the freezer, I need to clean out my fridge again, by the way. Don't we have like National Refrigerator Cleaning Day coming, whatever. Anyway, so while they were cleaning out the freezer, which you do, you find samples. And the vials said smallpox. I remember yesterday I was like, you know, without a joke, you know, did somebody, you know how like somebody will relabel somebody's lunch? Ha-ha. According to CNN, no, they were smallpox. We're talking about smallpox. It should have been eradicated. Back in the 80s, the World Health Organization said it was eradicated. It has a fatality rate of about 30%. This is not something that is supposed to be lost or misplaced or leaked. That's not supposed to happen. And for it to be in a facility owned by a private company starts to make you wonder what the hell is going on. Now, just because a virus is eradicated doesn't mean that there is no trace of it on this earth. It could still exist, but from a laboratory standpoint, it was kept. They froze the samples and they're like, so we could study it just in case something does happen or it comes back. We actually have it to study. And I am okay as a physician for there being, you know, any of the, even the original COVID, if they do ever find the original lab sample, I don't mind that being in a lab so we could study it. We're going to need to. We're going to need to go back and build upon it if we have to. But something just doesn't seem right. And also, you know, it just, you know, labeled out smallpox. The reason why it's a big deal is because smallpox is only in two known facilities because we don't want bad people to get it. We don't want the terrorists getting it. I'm not stupid. Most likely, it's in other places. The only places that have been publicly announced is the CDC headquarters in Atlanta and a lab in Russia. I can't exactly say where. There we go. Kosovo. Okay. At the Center for Research on Virology and Biotechnology. So I'm not stupid. My guess is there's some other places. You know, in America, just like NASA, NASA always does thing in twos, you know, at least so you have a backup. You need a backup. Unless I got that from a movie. Do they really do things in twos? You always have a backup. So most likely our backup is not going to be Russia. Our backup is going to be a place in America. But I sincerely doubt it would be a private facility that could change ownership, that could at any time change the locks, and it'd be in Philly. I don't know. So 30% fatality rate. By the late 20th century, 1800s, or 1980s, it was defeated globally. I'm not expecting an outbreak with this. My problem is what the hell is something like this doing in a lab where it shouldn't be. So smallpox, different from monkeypox. We talked about monkeypox. The reason why there's a couple of monkeypox cases is a traveler in June, I think, and then another traveler. Both had traveled back from Nigeria. One was in Texas, another one now in Maryland have monkeypox. We spoke about monkeypox. I think both patients did okay. I think the second one wasn't even hospitalized. But this is a little different. Smallpox killed, I mean, I can't even imagine the number. It was bad. And we had a vaccine developed in the 1790s by Edward Jenner. He was kind of the father of vaccines. And with that, it was, I have a 18th century bloodletting device that was used for smallpox vaccination. It's very cool. I mean, it's been cleaned thoroughly and whatever. But I have one of those, and I never took it to Pawn Stars. I don't want to sell it or anything. But it, you would cut the person. You would use a diluted smallpox. It would get into the system, and that would be, that was how they vaccinated for it. I think John Adams had to do, I think, did John Adams lose a kid with smallpox? I need to go back and look at the history better because I forgot. But they were vaccinated back then. I don't think they did mandates. I don't believe, you know, they wouldn't let people, you know, go to a game. But smallpox, the symptoms begin about 12 to 14 days after exposure. You get a really bad fever, bad headache, backache, and then you get these blistery pox. Pox are like blisters that you get all over. And they can itch, they can be painful. But just like chicken pox, smallpox was very contagious. You could spread it by sneezing, coughing, spraying and not saying. And so if you touch a person's personal items, you could get it. So it's very, very highly contagious. So our eradication of smallpox was probably one of the most amazing achievements. So we don't want smallpox to come back. We don't. There is a vaccine. I know, maybe not. Hold on, I have to double check that as well. I'm sorry. But smallpox has been eradicated. Yeah, there is a vaccine. But smallpox has been eradicated, and we're not even supposed to think twice about it until it's in a facility. So FBI is investigating. They locked it down. From what I understand, briefly, they're going to find out what Merck was doing with it. Maybe Merck knows something we don't. Maybe the government is working with Merck. And that, you know, that maybe they need a new vaccine. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Every year, Medicare beneficiaries have the opportunity to make changes to their health benefits during Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, which ends on December 7th. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
As we near the deadline of the annual election period, or AEP, it is important to review your coverage and determine if your plan is right for your needs next year. Pay attention to extra benefits that are not available in original Medicare, but may be built into a Medicare Advantage plan, such as dental, vision, transportation, or telehealth. Review the plan, its costs, including copays, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs, and make sure your favorite facilities and doctors are in-network. Finally, talk to your doctor about necessary preventative screenings. Remember, you can find the information you need online without leaving your home.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the reasons why I haven't gone in-person shopping, and I didn't realize this, it had nothing to do with COVID, but a few years back, I was at a JCPenney, and I go in there, and I, like, you know, I'm always in a hurry, you know, so I just start taking off my clothes, and I see on the ceiling outside of the dressing rooms a little ball, little dome that was dark that obviously had the camera. And I'm like, well, I get that it's outside, but it could see into the room, and not so much see into the room, but look right at the mirror. So I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm looking at that. It could see the whole mirror. And I think it was designed that way to see if anybody was stealing, because the mirror then allows the whole image of the room. So I'm like, oh, crap. You know, because I really want to try this dress on. So, you know, I try to do this thing and this thing and this thing. But I'm like, I just don't want people watching me change. I don't. You know, I mean, I'm about to have a hysterectomy, and everybody in that hospital is going to see my Lily. You know, I just would like less people seeing me naked as possible. And so what I now check, and I'm always looking to see if there's a camera, and I posted. It was very interesting because I guess somebody this year was at a mall, and she's in the dressing room, and she saw the same thing I saw. There's cameras up on the ceiling, and they are aimed at the mirror to make sure that you guys are, I don't think they're doing it to be dirty or disgusting. I think they're doing it to check for shoplifting because people shoplift, especially now with the rules. But, you know, for me, I was always kind of concerned because there was a movie I saw as a kid where I guess the dressing room was a two-way mirror. And I forget what it was. And so the person goes in, they start to change, and there was a guy on the other side of the mirror watching. So I always like hit the wall, and I was like, make sure. But I completely forget that there's cameras up there on the ceiling. And it just bothers me. It just bothers me. So I have not gone into a dressing room since that, I think maybe just once I did, assuming there'd be no camera. And I mean, I know there's hidden cameras everywhere, but honestly, I think enough people in this world to see me naked, I really don't want anybody more to, you know? And so I'm frustrated by that. But, you know, there's no excuse for that. I think it's criminal. I think people need to be aware that they are being watched. But we do have an issue that we need to talk about, which are these laws that are encouraging shoplifting. And there was a woman in San Francisco that shoplifted 120 times. And she had gotten away with it because of the laws in San Francisco where certain misdemeanors are not going to be tried. So let me just double check. Let me just double check the law. Hold on a second. If I have it in San Francisco. I thought it was supposed to be if it's under $900. If it's under $900, please correct me if I'm wrong. Then you won't be prosecuted. I don't know if it's all of California, but in San Francisco. But the story is a woman went into a Target, and she would steal. She basically ended up stealing $40,000 worth of merchandise because over a one-year period, she did this 120 times. So finally, the district attorney, Chase Budin, finally charged her. And I think they're recalling him. So I think he's in a recall election. And so they're saying that's why he finally decided to charge her. So she got arrested. And her name is Aziza Graves. She was arrested Tuesday for allegedly shoplifting, after Budin had been forced into a recall election. Apparently, the petition has thus far yielded 83,000 signatures, far above the 51,000 required by the city. So how did she do it? How did she over 100 times rob a store? Well, they said, oh, there we go. Property theft less than $950 will not be a felony, but it will be, I guess, downgraded to a misdemeanor. And since there's not a lot of, I guess, activity, you know, in terms of law enforcement now because they're strapped. Many times these just don't get reported. So what she did is she went to the self-checkout, and I still don't understand how this works. So when you go to the self-checkout, you have to scan the item, and then it goes bing, 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 bing. You know what you owe. You put in your credit card, and then it goes ding, 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 and then you get to walk out. If you don't scan an item, there's cameras everywhere, and there's one person standing there watching. She scanned everything, but I don't get it. They said she only would pay a dollar or a penny, and then she would just walk out. So she would put in a payment, but it wasn't the full payment. And I guess when she walked out, nobody did anything. And she did this 120 times. So, you know, when you steal anything under a grand and not much gets done, people think, well, God, that's a lot of merchandise you could steal. And so, yeah, she finally got arrested. And, you know, I don't blame stores. Apparently now she has 120 misdemeanor counts. So I don't know what that would end up, what her jail time would be. But it honestly took a city to put the DA into a recall election for him to actually do his job. So Bowden said in a statement, I am proud of our office's leadership, meticulous investigation across agency coordination. We are committed to stopping those who participate in organized retail theft, including by dismantling the fencing networks that make this type of crime profitable. I don't know why it's, 120 times, I think a kindergartner could piece all this together. Graves is in jail without bail and, not a good person. So, you know, for those of us that do the right thing, we're the ones that suffer. So when somebody is stealing from a store, we're the ones that have to pay the prices. I mean, if a store like Target, loses $40,000 in merchandise, and they have to pay for the college education that they're offering now their workers, and they have to pay the higher wages and all that, the money's going to come somewhere, and the money's going to be prices are going up. Just like in terms of theft. These theft rules, I am never going clothes shopping in California because my guess is they're going to have cameras again, you know, in dressing rooms or near the dressing rooms that angle in because they want to make sure we're not stealing. I don't know what to say. I get from a psychological standpoint, you being able to get away with something for free. Imagine having something with $900 that you didn't have to pay for. And for someone that doesn't have a lot of money, that's huge. They could run a business. They could steal something. They could turn around and sell it. And be these entrepreneurs. And I get the psychology behind why people would steal. I wouldn't do it. I'd feel guilty. I'd feel like, you know, God's going to be mad at me or there's going to be karma. And I just feel it's wrong. I just feel it's wrong, wrong, wrong. One time I had gone shopping. And I had bought, it's not a Rolos. I think it was, I don't know if it was gum, but it might have been a Rolaids. I think it was Rolaids. So there's all this crap in my cart, the purse, and I'm scanning everything or whatever. And then I leave. And when I unpack the car and I pick up, and when I unpack the car and I see, oh crap, there was Rolos. Okay, so I'm like, oh crap. Now mind you, I'm in the parking lot, so I don't think there's any cameras. So I bring back the cart and I stick a couple bucks in the cart and then I leave. Cause I'm like, well, I don't want to go back in and I don't want to, but I want to leave the money. So I put $2 in the cart and then I left. And for the most part, it's one of those things where, you know, people are, and I'm not saying, oh, they're hurting and we need to, you know, we need to, you know, give them free stuff and no. That doesn't help poverty. Giving people free stuff doesn't help poverty. We got to get them out of poverty. We got to get them to find a means to not. This is a person that I don't know if they were poor or not. This is somebody who found a way to screw the system. And people are looking for creative ways to screw the system. And something we haven't spoken about, which we need to, is throughout the pandemic, people have been screwing over the system. They've been working 15 hours a week getting the extra unemployment benefits, even though the unemployment benefits are not supposed to go to people that turn down a full-time job. There have been people that have been milking the system such that when other people hear about it, going, well, wait a second, I could have made that extra money too? I could have, and they're like, well, dang. Once somebody sees somebody else steal, once somebody sees that somebody else can get away with something, then they feel like FOMO. They're missing out. They feel like, well, wait a second, where are my dues? How come I didn't get to do that? And so I've just, you know, heard and seen of people that aren't really criminals, but they're like, well, everybody else was. You know, I don't know why that fear of missing out is so, you know, charging to make you want to turn into a criminal. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for...
for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thanksgiving is going to cost Americans more this year. A survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation found the price of Thanksgiving dinner is up 14%. Dinner for a family of 10 will cost $53.31 on average. Several factors led to the price increase, including inflation, the difficulty in predicting demand during the COVID-19 pandemic, and disruptions to the global supply chain. Turkey saw the sharpest price increase. The cost of a bird is up 24% from last year. OSHA is suspending its implementation and enforcement of President Joe Biden's vaccine rule for private businesses with 100 or more employees due to a court order. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals making the decision. The Department of Justice saying they plan to vigorously defend the OSHA guidelines. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration has reportedly flew more than 70 charter flights with illegal immigrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into Jacksonville, Florida, over the last 6 months, according to records from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio explains what he believes to be the reason for the Biden administration trying to keep these flights undetected on Fox Business.
You can go to the most liberal city in America and you ask them, are you okay with us dumping 78 plane full of illegal immigrants that just arrived into your city? The answer would be no. It would be deeply unpopular in from San Francisco to anywhere in the Deep South. And that's why they don't want to talk about it.
The Biden administration says illegal immigrants are being connected with sponsors or NGOs that will take care of them as required under United States law. President Biden meeting with his counterparts from Canada and Mexico in Washington, D.C. today. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Doc Dolly 1877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Fauci has finally admitted that hospitalizations are rising among the vaccinated. Now, we are being told that there is going to be a huge spike in COVID cases as we come into the winter. I wish there wasn't. I wish this was over. I am so sick and tired of COVID. I am just beyond done with this whole, you know. And so I hate, you know, saying, all right, guys, we're going to have more COVID. We're going to have more COVID. I hate saying that. But I got to be honest with you guys. They are expecting a huge surge in COVID. And just because we're vaccinated doesn't mean we're in the clear. You and I figured that out, and we knew it would help, just like the flu vaccine. And it seems to protect us more than the flu vaccine does with flu. But a new surge in coronavirus cases in Europe is now causing concern in the U.S., and the average new daily coronavirus cases in the U.S. has surpassed 85,000. That is a 14% increase from a week ago. They say some experts are optimistic because they think, look, we have accessibility to vaccines. But Dr. Fauci is saying that COVID-19 hospitalizations are rising among people who are vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And I had said that yesterday when they said the majority of people in the hospital are unvaccinated. Define majority. Is it 51 to 49% or is it 99% to 1%? All I know is I've seen vaccinated people also get COVID. Not as bad and not as often as unvaccinated, but, and mind you, you and I have been vaccinated, if we were vaccinated, to the wild type, the original virus. We're dealing with variants now. So according to Fox News, Fauci discussed what is driving virus surges and hotspots around the U.S. He said what we're starting to see now is an uptick in hospitalizations among people who've been vaccinated but not boosted. It's a significant proportion, but not the majority by any means. Now remember, this is laying the groundwork for booster mandates. In a White House COVID-19 response team meeting that happened yesterday, Fauci stressed the importance of vaccines and highlighted their efficacy. He said, we have 62 million Americans eligible for vaccines who are still not vaccinated. The data that I show you do not lie. Vaccines protect you, your family, and your community. He said, and importantly, it's not too late, as Dr. Walensky said, get vaccinated now. Walensky gave similar remarks, explaining that the agency has seen an increase in ER visits among adults age 65 and older, which are now again higher than they are for younger age groups. Residents of long-term care facilities and adults over age 65 were among the first eligible for vaccination. So, Walensky noted the new data from the National Healthcare Safety Network looking at COVID-19 cases in long-term care facilities, showing that booster shots are working. And again, that's been the big debate. Why aren't we having newly formulated vaccines against the variants? Why do we keep giving the same shot? Well, one, it's easier because they already have it. It's already mass-produced. It's already FDA approved for adults, emergency FDA approved for kids, the Pfizer, over five. But also because I don't know. I'd really like to see more variant-specific ones. So we got a bunch of winter travel. They're expecting close to 60 million Americans to travel for Thanksgiving next week. Cases among West, Midwest, Northeast are on the rise, forcing hospitals and state and local leaders to take action. So the FDA has then turned around and authorized booster doses for all adults. Remember, they were like, no, only high risk. You know, the FDA panel's like, look, we're just not convinced that we need everybody taking it right now. Well, California, I think even Colorado, a bunch of states are like, to hell with that, guys. We have it. You want it. We're opening it up to everybody. So that's why the FDA is like, well, we don't want to look stupid. And, you know, fine. If COVID's coming, fine. So according to Peter Hotz, dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, he said, I've been predicting a pretty bad winter wave again, and it looks like it's starting to happen. There's just too many unvaccinated and too many partially vaccinated people. No, there's also a bunch of vaccinated people that also can spread the virus too, and the vaccinated people are under this pretense of, well, you know, because of the mandates, I'm good as long as I'm vaccinated. Our public officials made us feel like as long as you're vaccinated, you could run around the world and do whatever the hell you're doing, but we're still spreading it. That's why cases are up, not only because of unvaccinated, but because we vaccinated people, you know, aren't being told the truth that we have the same viral load. And so just because we're allowed into a restaurant and we're allowed into a workplace doesn't mean there's no COVID spreading. So according to the latest data from the CDC, the average new daily coronavirus cases in the U.S. has now surpassed 85,000, more than 14% increase from a week ago. Now keep in mind, we are having more testing done. So as we're testing because of these mandates, we're picking up more cases. And that's the other thing too. When people go, well, wait a second, most of these cases are unvaccinated. Well, you're testing the unvaccinated. Those are the people getting tested. Vaccinated people, I have not been tested. Because I've been vaccinated. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation projected about 863,000 total deaths in the pandemic thus far by March 2022. The CDC says already 762,900 people have already died, 712, I think, of which were kids. And so they predict that 2 million coronavirus deaths worldwide might be met by March 2022. So 58.9% of the U.S. population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Some experts are optimistic because now kids are getting vaccinated. But I just see this as a revolving door. I see this as, you know, I see this as we're at my immunity is waning. I got vaccinated in January and February. That's not, my immunity is waning. So as kids get vaccinated, a bunch of adults who don't want to get the booster are going to be also spreading the virus too. So Rupali LeMay, an associate scientist at Johns Hopkins, says people can still get COVID. There can still be breakthrough infections. Agreed. But Rupali said the great news is if you have been vaccinated, you're much less likely to be hospitalized or have had severe infection. Same old, same old. So, you know, what should you all do? Well, you know, COVID is here to stay. If you have a job that allows you to work online, work online. If you fear COVID, avoid being in crowds, wear an N95 respirator mask, get the booster. If you don't want the vaccine, that's your choice. That's your choice. But, you know, here's the thing, though. Okay, and trust me, guys, my mind is open. I am very, see both sides of things. So when you tell me I don't want to get the vaccine because I'm worried about long-term side effects, I hear you. I hear you. That's a very logical thought. But one of the reasons why I got the vaccine, one is I don't trust this virus, but two is if COVID is here to stay, then we do have to make a decision. If all of us are at one point going to get it, where if that looks like it's going to be a fact, because you just can't lock down for more than a year or two. It just doesn't work. We have to live life. Then is COVID going to hit us before the vaccine side effects? You see, before all this happened, people were saying, look, COVID's going to be gone by the summer. Why the hell would I get a vaccine? For some of the unvaccinated, you're like, why would I get a vaccine if COVID's going to be done? Why take that risk? Well, I mean, what if COVID isn't going away? I mean, if COVID doesn't go away and this stupid virus is you know, in our brain, setting up shop, maybe even causing cancer, we don't know, then the concern that getting a vaccine is going to hit us later on down the line is still a valid concern, but it starts to then put it for me into perspective going, yeah, but COVID can hit me down the line too. You know, I don't want to do anything drastic for something short term, but if COVID ends up being long term, then we do have some tough choices. I wish it was easier on you guys. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's give you some breaking news. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt has commuted Julius Jones's death sentence 4 hours before he was due to be executed. He has been resentenced to life without parole for a murder that happened back in 1999, but he claims he didn't commit. So Governor Stitt had commuted the death sentence of condemned inmate Julius Jones on Thursday. I think Baker Mayfield, Brown's quarterback, even, you know, spoke out in his defense. The commutation, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, was announced just 4 hours before he was supposed to die of lethal injection. Now, he has proclaimed his innocence from death row for more than 2 decades for the 1999 killing of a suburban Oklahoma City businessman. The governor commuted his death sentence to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. like I said, hours before execution, a large crowd of supporters who had gathered inside the Oklahoma State Capitol building in Oklahoma City erupted in celebration. The crowd had gathered on the same floor at the governor's office. It's unclear if the governor was inside at the time. And he said in a statement today, after prayerful consideration and reviewing materials presented by all sides of his case, I have determined to commute the Julius Jones sentence to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Now, I mean, did they ever find the guy? If he didn't do it, think that he's still in jail, you know, for life. So where this goes, I don't know if there's going to be an appeal. Sadly, I don't have any of that data as of now, but we'll keep you guys posted. In the meantime, you know what? Hold on a second. I think we do have, we're having some internet issues out here. I just never know when this whole system's getting hacked, so I apologize. The state's partner parole board recommended a 3-1 vote in November that the sentence does get changed, and several members of the panel agreed they had doubts about the evidence that led to his conviction. It just blows my mind that here he is in jail 23 years, and it still hasn't been figured out. Or maybe it has, but so we're being told that his own lawyers accused him of lying over his alibi. A witness saw him commit the murder. DNA tied him to it, but Julius Jones claimed that he was framed. Jones claims he was at home having dinner with his parents and sister at the time of the murder, 20 miles away. His current attorneys say that at the time of the trial, his then lawyer failed to present this into evidence. The lawyer also failed to call Jones to the witness stand so he could testify in his own defense. But prosecutors said the alibi is a lie, and that his family members weren't called as witnesses because Jones told his lawyer that he was not home at the time of the murder. Prosecutors also said that three people saw Jones with Hal's stolen Suburban just after the killing. Jones' trial attorney David McKenzie wrote in the affidavit that he personally concluded that the alibi defense was untrue. So what about the DNA analysis? So DNA testing investigators found the murder weapon and a bandana with Jones' DNA in an attic space above his bedroom. A 2018 DNA analysis of a bandana found that a partial DNA profile obtained from the cloth was consistent with his. But the analysis also found that the probability that would match somebody unrelated to Jones was a 1 in 1.3 billion, 1 in 110 million of African Americans, and 1 in 1 billion in the U.S. Hispanic population. Now, Christopher Jordan was the man who was convicted as his accomplice. No DNA match there. But Jones's attorneys contend that the test results were limited and that the bandana included degraded DNA from three or more people. So Hal's sister, Megan Toby, witnessed her brother's murder. In court, she testified that the gunman was wearing a stocking cap that came down to about a half inch to an inch above his ears and that there was hair sticking out from both sides. Jones' lawyers believe that this was a more accurate description of Jordan, who had worn cornrow braids. They claim that the jury was never shown photographs of Jones from a week before the murder. Jones had short, close-cropped hair. Jones claimed he was being framed by Jordan and says Jordan was the actual killer, whatever. So anyway, this is a very, very, you know, crazy case. It's controversial. Blows my mind that if a death sentence was happening, why it takes 20 years. Not that, you know, I don't want anybody innocent, you know, undergoing a death sentence. I want there to be time. But if this was already tried and this was already a done deal, you know, why do we have death row inmates, you know, in jail for 20 years knowing they're going to die? I don't get that. So, you know, hopefully if he is innocent, this moves forward. But, you know, capital punishment is no joke. And if there is any doubt about the evidence, and it was like, we think he did it, we think he not, I don't think that's grounds, you know, for capital punishment. But it's a very, very contentious time, especially as we're looking at all these other murder trials. So Kyle Rittenhouse, we have an update, a development in that. Apparently Judge Bruce Schroeder has banned MSNBC from being inside the Kenosha County Courthouse. Why? Because apparently somebody from NBC allegedly followed the jury bus, the bus that the jury uses to get to and from the building. Well, that's not cool because the jury is supposed to have protection. They're not supposed to be plastered in the news. So Judge Schroeder said, I've instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in the building for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, but absolutely it'll go without much thinking that someone who is following the jury bus, that is an extremely serious matter and will be referred to the proper authorities for further action. So the man spotted following the bus was allegedly James Morrison. Sorry. Looks like they just did an update on this. And investigators said he was instructed to follow the vehicle. The judge said each day in the trial, the jury has been brought to the courthouse in a bus with covered windows. Last evening, a person who identified himself as James Morrison and who claimed, James J. Morrison, claimed he was a producer with NBC News and under the supervision of somebody in New York for MSNBC. The police, when they stopped him because he was following in the distance of about a block and went through a red light, pulled him over and inquired of him what was going on, and he gave the information. He stated he had been instructed by a supervisor to follow the jury bus. So thus far, he's been ticketed for running a red light, but that's some scary stuff because these jurors, I mean, we already have a problem where people don't really want to do jury duty. But to think that they could be followed, that their identity could be shared, and that their lives could be at risk is frightening. And it makes people in the future not want to be on a jury. So the jurors right now are still deliberating for a third day. The judge is considering a request from the defense for a mistrial because a key piece of evidence in the prosecution's case, a drone video that shows Rittenhouse fatally shooting the first man he fired upon on August 25th, 2020, was called into question because Rittenhouse's defense lawyers received a lower quality version of the clip, and I think also a different length of it, too. As you know, Rittenhouse, 18 years old, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, stemming from the shootings during a violent night of protest over police brutality in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He faces a mandatory life sentence if convicted of the most serious charge. So the defense is asking for a mistrial because they didn't get the evidence, and I think by the time they got it, I believe the evidence was already, like, submitted. I think it was, and it was through text, I'm hearing. So I don't get all the nuances, but it sounds like it's BS what happened. And honestly, any sort of court case, no matter if Rittenhouse is guilty or innocent, we have to preserve the sanctity of the process. And if there's any games, if there's these tricks that happen, then a mistrial would be appropriate. Rittenhouse and his lawyers say he was defending himself. The state says the 17-year-old was looking for a fight. He provoked when he brought his AR-15-style rifle downtown, and he created the active shooter situation. So we'll see what happens, but people are on edge because they don't want riots to happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.